Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto. Today is March 24, 2026. Markets opened with geopolitics, regulation, and security driving moves. Bitcoin surged past $71,000 after reports of a pause in planned strikes on Iran, triggering a short squeeze and large liquidations across crypto markets. Crypto ETF inflows slowed to about $230 million for the week, with midweek outflows after the FOMC's hawkish pause. On policy, the SEC and CFTC issued joint interpretive guidance classifying most digital assets as commodities, narrowing the SEC's enforcement scope and creating a new regulatory taxonomy that is open for public comment and possible revision. The guidance has prompted political debate and conflict of interest questions tied to related projects. Institutional activity is front and center. Strategy resumed Bitcoin purchases and disclosed plans to raise as much as $44 billion through expanded ATM and equity programs, including a recent 1,031 BTC buy for about $76.6 million. That $44 billion funding capacity is a watch item as a potential source of coordinated Bitcoin buying. On-chain and security risk rose sharply. Resolve paused its protocol after an exploit that enabled uncollateralized minting and depegged the USR stablecoin, with reports citing an $80 million uncollateralized mint and separate reporting of roughly $25 million in losses, and one outlet saying USR plunged about 74%. Valencer Labs announced it will wind down its corporate entity after a large exploit, with cited losses ranging from $110 million to $128 million. While the protocol and pools are expected to continue under DAO or foundation governance. Other flows and market structure notes. Tom Lee's Bitmine bought about $138 million of Ether last week, increasing its ETH treasury to multi-billion dollar levels. JP Morgan and Morgan Stanley expanded Core Scientific's credit facility to $1 billion, with JP Morgan adding roughly $500 million. H100 said it aims to build Europe's largest Bitcoin treasury by acquiring about 3,500 BTC. Polymarket tightened trading safeguards, and NYSE AKA proposed rule changes to expand options trading on Bitcoin and Ethereum ETFs. Key catalysts to watch from today's brief: Bitcoin holding above $71,000 and the potential for follow-through from Strategy's $44 billion funding plans. Market reaction to the SEC-CFTC guidance as it goes through public comment, and contagion or counterparty fallout from the Resolve and Balancer incidents. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.